The opinions expressed on this radio program by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Emily Pearls Show, Blog Talk Radio, or the Emily Pearls Show's sponsors and affiliates. Free thought is a philosophy, not a policy. And although the Emily Pearls Show program may take stances on individual issues, the show itself remains an entertainment platform.
It's the Emily Pearls Show time. Hit it!
Hello, and welcome to my show. You're listening to The Emily Pearls Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee, where women talk about anything we want to talk about, all right? Our topic today is informative, professional, and sometimes we manage to even have a little fun. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, and come on back and talk with me. The show will begin in just a few moments.
Hello, everybody. This is Sybil.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. I'm sorry. Okay, now everybody can hear me. Now I got to start all over again. Well, hello, 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 hello. Like Bob Marley said, don't worry about a thing because every little thing is going to be all right. I apologize, y'all. When I'm in the studio getting set up, I put myself on mute so that I don't make noise. And then I forget to take myself off. Y'all know how it goes, some of you anyway. My apologies to the audience. I want to say welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight we have an exciting show. We have the team talkers that are broadcasting live. And we have a new member on our team that we're going to welcome, Reverend Douglas Martin. And first of all, I'm going to bring in my co-host of Moses, Sybil Lee Presley. Right now, I guess y'all can hear in Times Square. I was really, kind of involved in Times Square. It made me forget about that. I had myself on mute because I was trying to get the ticker tape going and everything, asking for a honk honk. Okay, a shout out to the Lee Pearl Show. So I'm going to bring in Sybil right now. And then after Sybil comes in, I'm going to bring in our newest member, Reverend Douglas Martin. Hey, Sybil, how are you?
Well, hello. Glad to hear your smiling voice. I knew you'd be on the air within a few seconds.
Yeah, I got to stop doing that. I'm not going to do it anymore. I did that last Monday night, and so I've got this new phone. And it's not new. It's one that I had before because my real favorite phone comes off on me. And I forgot to take myself off of it, so... My apologies again to our radio show host and to our listening audience. So, what's going on in Memphis? All I know is it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot, and I stayed in with a nice cool air condition and kind of relaxed. And been, of course, always inviting people to Amazon for the M. Pearls AAL movie download. We're all excited about
that's
that.
That's right.
We're going
to talk about that.
Get the message out.
Yeah, just before we bring in the team topic, we can talk about that. Right now, we're going to bring in our newest member of the team. Let our audience meet him, Reverend Douglas Martin. Hi, Douglas. Welcome to the team. How are you?
Yes. Is it still the team with steam?
Oh, yeah.
It's still the team with steam. No,
hi, Doug.
Hey, and you know what, Emily? It's rubbed off on you so much. It's rubbed off on you so much that you have, like, become the Liberace of cyberspace.
Well, thank you so much, because I have a lot of those little sayings, you know, about our show. Because we don't play no game. My microphone stays the flame. Isn't that right?
That's right. That's right. There's always friction and fuel for the fire.
That's right.
Good friction, though.
Thank you. Let me see what's going on in Times Square. Good grief. I always have to check, make sure there's no failures going on. But anyway, I'm going to turn off our sound from outside the studio so that we can go ahead and get it to our show. We'll get back to the sound and let them give us some shout-outs. Right now, they got to pay attention to traffic and everything, I know. It is jam-packed. Okay, so Debbie, say hello to the audience.
Hello, audience. It's so good to be back. I have been detained in other avenues of life, and but my heart never left the show, and I'm coming back to an enhanced version, and so I'm going to come in and put in my two cents and see if we can inflate the show even more.
Thank you so much. And Reverend Douglas Martin, since you are first, our newest member, of course, your segment, and you are a minister, so your segment will be coming first. I'm going to bring our teen talkers in, though, so they can say hello and welcome you to the show as well. I'm bringing in DeMario and Timothy. Timothy and DeMario, hi.
Hi, Emily.
Hi. Listen, we have a new team member, Reverend Douglas Martin. So I want you two guys to give him a big welcome. Say hello, welcome. Say hello and welcome, Reverend Martin. Go ahead.
Hello and welcome.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Hello and welcome.
Thank you so much, guys. I have listened to you all. To both of you, as you have grown and matured on the show, and I'm so pleased that you're still with us. And I know that this is going to be good, fertile ground for you to develop your skills and fulfill your goals and aspirations and your dreams in this field of radio and broadcasting.
What do y'all say? Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, little fellas, you guys got to stay tuned. And let me tell you something, parents. I know y'all busy on Friday nights, but listen, you got to start staying until the end of the show, okay? Please start back staying to the end of the show. I know that some of you have been cutting out lately. I've been letting y'all get away with it. But y'all got to start back staying because we have to support each other, right? Okay, that was to the parents. So my teen talkers are going to put y'all back into the studio. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear Reverend Douglas Martin and let him give us some encouraging words because we sure do need some. We'll be right back. Don't go away, y'all.
The Cupboard Restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee is world famous for some of the best food and southern hospitality you'll ever find and is a celebrity favorite. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, The Cupboard Restaurant is located at 1400 Union Avenue, one block east of Cleveland, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Got a large group? Groups of any size are welcome, and catering is available. While you're there, pick up a copy of Charles Capella's world-famous cupboard cookbook. Check out their website at www.thecupboardrestaurant.com. That's The Cupboard Restaurant, 1400 Union, 901-276-8015. A proud sponsor of The Emily Pearl Show.
Be right back, and I want to just build upon what Reverend Douglas Martin said about our teen talkers. Two young men are just awesome because our oldest teen talker is 10 now, and he's been with the program 2 years. And our youngest has been in a year now. That's right. And they have had an opportunity to do red carpets. We're going to have some more opportunities coming up where they can do some more red carpets, get that experience of meeting the VIPs and interviewing them. They've also had an opportunity to appear in movies, in my movie. And now I asked for the recent headshots because I am vigorously trying to get them
some commercial work. Yeah. Kids in commercials now is really, really big. And that's what I'm working on now. That's why I need new headshots. As you see, I made us a new banner. And so when the casting crew, people, directors and things go and look at their work and see their headshot and know that they have it on radio shows, that they got experience, then they will be really, really at the top of the list. And not necessarily means they get chosen, but at least we'll get them in the team and get them in the game running. All right, then. Sybil?
Yeah.
I'm. Okay. She hollers loud, too, now, y'all. We're going to listen to Reverend Doug this morning. We're going to bring him into the studio for 15 minutes, y'all. Please listen to this spiritual message. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. First of all, I would like to bring up a point when right before we went off for a commercial break, you had said about words of inspiration because, man, we really need it these days. And so before I get into my topic, I just, you know, want to say, you know, especially to our younger listeners, you know, that we're stepping into an era now that's going to snowball, and things aren't always necessarily as they seem, you know, or as you hear, you know, and so it's really important to become cyberspace savvy so you can research things and then don't be satisfied with just any one source, because there actually is such a thing as fake news. And of course, you know, that's a pass me on from gossip and hearsay and that sort of thing, and commercializing everything, marketing everything. The markets have become so competitive that now they fabricate the truth and they'll put it in fine print and they'll use extraordinary vocabulary to deceptively lure you in so they can have the competitive edge.
Okay, and what is your topic?
My topic is going to be actually about myself. I'm going to share a synopsis of my personal story, and it's going to be a synopsis in one of my chapters of my autobiography that I'm going to start working on very soon. And you know, it's inspirationally based, but I just want to start letting the listening audience start learning some things about my life.
Okay.
I'm going to start. I'm going to start in the summer of 1979. I found myself in a crossroads of trying to find a college that I could fit in. I had attended Wichita State University the fall of 77 through fall of 78. With the help of former Negro League player Frank Evans, he got me a scholarship to Delgado Junior College in New Orleans. I was in sensation on the field, but in the social field, I was very much segregated except behind closed doors. But me being a son of a civil rights activist, my mother, Wanda June Wall, I was still naive to this harsh reality that existed in the Deep South. And then, too, I discovered that I had gradually, as a young lad, developed a belief in God as a result of unwillfully transitioning from spoiled little brat to the black sheep child of the family. Now, of course, in my book, I will go into detail. This is just a synopsis. So once I turned 16, I realized that I should turn my belief into a relationship with Jehovah and his son Jesus. So I got baptized when I was 16 years old. I prayed and read the Bible from then on, despite the black sheep cloud that followed me in my quest to fulfill my dream to become a Major League Baseball player. While at WSU, Wichita State University, because of the person that I am, I became friends with two of the four black athletes on the Wichita State baseball team. It caused a horrible uproar with the Caucasian athletes, and ultimately the coach backed off considering me as one of his starting lineup players. This is when I met Frank Evans through my best friend on the team, Daryl Martin. We share the same initials. We soon became nicknamed the M&M Boys. Well, I didn't want to get stuck in this go-nowhere scenario, so I turned to Frank Evans for help. Now we're catching back up to my second sentence about attending Delgado Junior College on a baseball scholarship. My parents were so concerned about me in New Orleans, and once again, not fitting in, that I wasn't fitting in, so they hired Frank Evans to come investigate and check on me. After doing so, he assured my parents that I was a good kid and only got in trouble as a result of once again having a black friend. But this time, it was a female. Hold on now. I told them we are just friends. There's nothing unvirtuous going on. Well, it did not matter. So I returned home the summer of 79 back to the drawing board. I went to the Bible for answers for my frustration of being a respecter of all persons. The Spirit led me to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be you dismayed, for the Lord our God is with you wherever you go. And I was, wow. I remember praying as I had to walk out of the Ninth Ward in New Orleans one night. I got stranded because my friend, she got in a fight with her sister concerning me. The Ninth Ward have had a reputation of being very dangerous, especially for strangers of other ethnic origin. But glory to God, I made it without coming in contact with anybody. So in the investigation, after the result of the investigation, and I came back home, once again, I turned to Mr. Evans, Frank Evans, and he was perplexed on what to do next, and he just contemplated. And then suddenly his eyes opened wide, and he said, I know where to send you, and you're going to make history. I was astounded. My curiosity was on the brink, and I was so anxious, waiting him to say it. He said, Grambling State University. I had never heard of it. Tell me more. He said it's the most famous athletic-related black college in the country. And I can get you a scholarship there. I said, let me talk it over with my parents, and I wanted to inquire to the Lord. And so here I was at Joshua 1:19 again, but I needed a little more. So I was led by the Spirit to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I felt this sensation inside me and this tingling, and I knew it was that the Spirit of truth had come upon me. glory to God, I had my confirmation and my parents' blessing also too. So it was a go. Mr. Evans made the call to the baseball coach, Wilbur Ellis. And of course, I will go into much more detail in my book. But I received a great education there at Grambling State University, especially in life, and it awakened my soul and eyes. And I did make history by becoming the first white athlete in Black college history to sign a professional contract in sports. And so, I you know, there is nothing that you can't accomplish in life if you believe and you have faith. But also, too, God has designed for us, all of us. And we can, especially if we're called, if we're chosen, we can go against God's design. And things won't seem quite to work, want to work out. So that's why it's so important to seek the kingdom of heaven, to seek God's will. Because he's gifted us all. We have talents and gifts. And so to find out how to focus those talents and gifts is what God wants to do, what wants us to develop with him through a relationship. And we have all the right to come before his throne. In Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. And so upon that, I would like to close in prayer. Oh dear, Holy Majesty, Creator of heaven and earth, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all that you have done for us and the free will that you have given us. And so it is our choice if we want to seek your will or seek our own. And I encourage all the listeners to seek your will. He knows what, how you have, he has gifted you, and he will lead you to discover your talents and your gifts. I say these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was very good. Thank you. That was a very inspirational message. My throat is filled. I can hardly talk. Reverend Martin, that was so, so needed today. And I appreciate you sharing your heart, pouring your heart out to our listeners, giving them some spiritual guidance. And this is what God wants all of us to do. And we get our messages through ministers such as yourself, you know? So job well done. Sybil, what do you think about that?
It was full of surprises. I never knew that Doug was involved in a sports like that as far as baseball goes. And then the story about how he overcome obstacles, I thought that was very inspiring.
Very inspiring. So we're going to take a little short break now. When we come back, y'all know what time it is, don't you? That's right. It'll be time for the Teen Talkers. Don't go nowhere, y'all. Y'all stay right there.
Bad credit can be a thing of the past. Things happen to all of us that causes financial distress in our lives, which results in us having bad credit. And in today's economy, you're only as good as your credit. So let the credit doctor help. We offer friendly, courteous, and confidential service. We will fix your credit, and you'll be able to buy a new home at 0 to 5% down. That's right. Slow credit, bad credit, no problem. Call me now, 901-355-2772. That's 901-355-2772. Representatives also needed if you are looking for a job. Get paid also for referring someone to us. The Credit Doctor. Call now, 901-355-2772. 901-355-2772. The Credit Doctor, a proud sponsor of the Emily Pearl Show.
I forgot to do one thing. I would like to know if there's anyone in the studio audience that would like to say hello. Do I have a comment or a question for Reverend Douglas Martin at this time? Please press 1. Please press 1. I would love for you to welcome him to the show. And definitely, if you are a member of our team, please raise your hand. Press 1 now. Don't just listen. Let's welcome him. Okay? Let me bring in Teen Talker Timothy Jones, because he does host the Teen Talkers show. Hey, Timothy. Welcome.
Hi, Miss Emily.
Hi. How you doing, Precious?
I'm doing great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, how did you enjoy Reverend Douglas Martin's message?
Well, it was really impressive. Wait, how do I say it again?
Mm-hmm. It was, wasn't it? Inspirational.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you take something from his message?
Well, I didn't have anything to say about it, but it was really worth it to listen.
All right. That is very good, very good. Well done. Okay, so you know what time it is. It's Teen Talker time, and who's up for next? I'm going to let you introduce the Teen Talker that is the Nick. Go ahead. What's the introduction?
Well, isn't the Mario first?
That's right. So you want to say up next is the DeMario Maxwell show.
Maxwell show.
All right. We're going to bring him in.
Hello, and welcome to my show. You're listening to the Mario Maxwell Show. Now I talk about everything, so go grab your popcorn and come on back and talk with me.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How about
Hi.
You?
Hi. Hey, Precious. Hey, Precious. Okay, Timothy, take it away.
So, DeMario, what are you going to be talking about today?
I'm going to be reviewing The Heart.
The Heart?
Uh-huh.
Well, take it away.
Okay. The heart is one of the most important organs in the body, continuously pumping blood around your body through blood vessels. Your heart is located in your chest and is well protected by your rib cage. The study of the human. Go ahead.
That's all I had to say. Go on.
Oh. The study of the human heart in its various disorders is known as cardiology.
Cardiology?
Cardiology.
Okay, I had it.
It's like saying cardiologist, but with adding ology. Like that. That's how it is. Cardiology.
Okay.
Oh, darn it. Okay. The heart is made up of four chambers. Left atrium, right atrium. Left and right atrium. Left and right ventricle. There are four valves in the human heart. They ensure that blood only goes one way. Either in or out. Blood that leaves the heart is carried through the arteries. The main artery leaving the left ventricle. Leaving the left ventricle is the aorta, while the main artery leaving the right ventricle is the pulmonary artery.
Okay.
Blood going towards the heart is carried through veins. Blood coming from the lungs to the left atrium is carried through the pulmonary veins, while blood coming from the body to the right atrium is carried through the pulmonary veins, while blood coming from the blood coming from the body to the right atrium carried through the superior vena cava and the inferior vena cava.
Okay, so DeMario, the heart pumps blood. If the heart pumps too fast, will you, like, have a nosebleed or something?
What did you say, Timothy?
So, you know when you're running and your heart starts beating really fast?
Like when you're running, mad, or scared, that's when your heart beats really, really fast. But when you're happy, it'll just go really slow.
And when you run, and your heart beats fast, will you have a nosebleed?
I do not know, and also I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, that was just a question that I just thought of since you were talking about the heart pumping blood.
You might
Go
have
on.
Felt your own heart, huh?
Go on.
That's what I just did.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. You're okay. You might have felt your own heart beating, but it's known as the cardiac cycle. When your heart contracts, it makes the chamber smaller and puts his blood into the blood vessels. After your heart relaxes again, the chambers get bigger and are filled with blood coming back into the heart. Electricity going through your heart makes the muscle cells contract. You might have watched television shows or movies like Furious 7, where a patient in the hospital is attached to an electrocardiogram ECG. You might recognize it as the machine with the line moving across a screen that occasionally...
Excuse me, Demario. Excuse me.
Yes?
You're moving, rubbing something against your microphone when you're talking. I think it's too close to your mouth. Because it's going like a bear.
I do not have my mic close to my mouth.
Well, we can hear you breathing, couldn't we, y'all? We can hear you breathe. That wasn't you, was it, Timothy? Who was that? Somebody was.
I know nobody's in
here.
That's my fan. Nobody's in here. It's just my fan.
Well, the kids, the audience heard it, didn't y'all? They're laughing. We did. You sounded like a bear. Okay, I'm gonna give it back to you guys. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Timothy.
Okay. Go ahead, DeMario. Okay. So, electricity going through your heart makes the muscle cells contract. You might have watched television shows or movies like Furious 7, where a patient in a hospital is attached to an electrocardiogram ECG. You might recognize it as the machine with a line moving across the screen that occasionally spikes or remains flat when a patient is dying. This machine can measure the electricity going through a patient's heart. A doctor can use the information to know when a patient is having heart rhythm problems or even a heart attack. Heart attacks cause scar tissue to form among normal heart tissue. This can lead to farther heart problems or even heart failure. Now on to the fun facts.
Well, are you talking about your fun facts?
Okay, now I'm going through my fun facts. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Wait, DeMario. Hold on for the end of your show, okay?
What did you say, Timothy?
Wait till the end of the show to tell your fun fact. So you ready to go to the line for the audience?
Yeah. Ready when you are.
Yeah, he meant to hold on to your fun fact until after you've answered any questions or listened to any comments from the audience. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So, yes, and y'all. Yeah. So, if you guys got a question that you want to ask DeMario about the heart, because he was telling us a lot of information about it. And I like the way he used that word electricity, because I can identify with electricity. Yeah. So please press 1 now.
Hey.
We want y'all to ask him a question.
Hey, Miss Emily.
About...
Miss Emily.
Yes?
Can you say electrocardiogram?
He can use some big words.
Electrocardiogram.
You can't even say external cardioid.
Reverend Martin has a question for you. I'm going to let him ask that now. Go ahead, Reverend Martin. You have a question.
What's his name again?
Reverend Martin.
Reverend Martin?
Yeah, you could call him Douglas, or you can call him Reverend Martin.
I can call him Reverend?
Yes, you can call me. Yes, absolutely. You can call me Reverend Timothy. And
that's
the
Mario.
Yeah. Oh, that's
the
Mario. You're
talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, they're both on there. Okay. DeMario, that was a very informative topic. Very, very informative.
Mm-hmm.
And,
If you dialed this number before, you must have heard my last week's show about the Hudson Hornets.
No, I didn't. I missed it. I missed it. I didn't hear it last week. I'm so sorry. But I'm back on the show now. I'm back on the show now, and so I'm very excited about.
I'll try to do a review for you.
Well, that's okay. I have a question for you. I have a question for you for right now.
Okay.
I got a question on your topic today. I have a question for you. Okay.
Okay.
When is a defibrillator needed and when is a pacemaker needed?
Okay, a pacemaker is needed when the electrical thingy going through your body, that's actually the pacemaker going through it to around your septum.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else before you go to the defibrillator?
Yep, it's also my phone back.
Wow.
All righty then.
Well, when you get my phone back?
That, I'm using your line there, Emily. All righty then. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he knows what he's talking about. He knows exactly what he's talking about.
I got 10 fun facts for you.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Mario, you only answered part of his question. You only answered part of it. You told him when the pacemaker was necessary, but he also asked you when is a defibrillator necessary. Do you know anything about the defibrillator? I can't even say it.
It's the defibrillator. It's the defibrillator.
Oh, okay. Okay, so when is it needed? When do we have to have that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's okay. That's
so,
okay, Timothy. That's okay.
So will you find
what you later.
Hold on, Reverend Martin. So when we don't, they were trained in class. They went to class for 8 weeks. So when we don't know the answer, what do we tell our listeners? Or our callers when they ask us a question that we don't know the answer to.
Sorry.
I'll try to find out that information for you, and I'll have it for you on the next show.
Sorry, I have to get the information to the rest of that question. So I might have it for you in the next show.
Awesome.
Very good.
Which is next month.
Thank you, DeMario.
Well, all right.
You did
very good.
Very good.
Good question, too, Reverend. Okay, so we're ready for your fun fact. What's your fun fact?
Okay, I got 10 fun facts for you.
Well, we can't do all 10. Can we just do one, please? And then you can save them and spread them out through the rest of the year.
Okay.
Pick out your favorite one.
I'll try to do 5, and then I'll do the other 5 on the next show.
No, because we have another presenter. Timothy has to do his show. And remember, we have to stay within our time frame of our radio segment. thought at this time, because you did have a question, you only have time for one fun fact. So pick
okay.
out your favorite one.
Okay, so your heart is one giant pump. Every minute, your heart pumps about 5 quarts of blood through a system of blood. This one's my favorite one.
Okay. Wow.
That's over
60.
Uh huh. That's through a system of blood vessels. That's over 60,000 miles long.
Ooh. 60,000 miles long.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we got to take better care of our heart, don't we? Okay,
Timothy. You really do.
Okay, so you want to congratulate DeMario on his show so that we can get an applause from the audience?
Well, DeMario, you did a really incredible job. And your talk show.
All right.
Thank you, Timothy. All right, and
okay.
Miss Emily, thank you for the medal that you actually sent me for 2017.
What did I do? What did he say I did, Timothy?
That wasn't me.
Yeah, I meant the medal. Medal. Thank you for sending the medal.
Oh, your medal. Your medal. Your graduation medal. Yeah. Timothy, you got one too, right? Oh, you're welcome.
What's the name
of You earned every bit of it.
I got a graduation trophy.
He got a graduation trophy because he completed 2 years, yes. And DeMario had completed his first year. DeMario, you are going into, actually, your second year. So in a couple of months, you're going to get to co-host Timothy's show. How about that?
I'll try to learn how to co-host.
Yeah, you got to be fantastic.
I learned it all from Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
you learned a lot from Timothy, didn't you?
Uh huh.
All right.
So that's what we do.
I got a trophy that says Timothy Jones, 2016 Radio Show Graduation, The Emily Pearl Show. That's what mine says.
Hold on, guys. Gotta get mine and read it to y'all. Hold on, it's in my closet.
Oh, yours in your closet. Okay. You want to get it and read it? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Good thing I'm broadcasting from my room. Okay, so we're going to put you in the green room for a little bit, give you time to get that, and we'll be right back to you after this commercial, okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Well, DeMario wants to read his trophy, what it says on his medal. He has a medal. And so while he's doing that, we're going to go to a quick commercial and give him a chance to read his medal. And we'll be right back, and then it's going to be time for the Timothy Jones Animal Show.
If you're getting married, having a fundraiser, graduation, family reunion, or it's your birthday party, and you need music and entertainment, Set Sail Entertainments presents professional disc jockeys with dynamic light shows and concert-powered sound systems. Set Sail Entertainments has famous local Memphis area disc jockeys, DJ D Smooth, DJ One Nation, DJ Red Assassin, and DJ CP3, ready to perform for you. Just call 901-488-9931. Set Sail Entertainments at 901-488-9931. Set Sail Entertainment logos and disc jockeys' trade names are trademarked. Just call 901-488-9931, a proud sponsor of the Emily Pearl Show.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, y'all, we're back. We're going to go back to DeMario now and see if he has found his medal. He wants to read it. Okay, DeMario?
Hello?
Did you find the medal? You wanted to read your medal?
Uh-huh. Good thing I was broadcasting from my room.
Okay. All right. We want to hear what it says.
Okay. Around the part where you put your neck in it, it says 2017.
Okay.
Even though I graduated 2016.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the gold part says, congrats to Mario Maxwell from the Emily Pearl Show.
Hey, all right then. Congratulations to both of you guys. How about we give them a round of applause, kids, for them to encourage them?
Okay, guys. Now I'm about to put this thing on.
Yes, you should. I think you should broadcast in it every time you broadcast. What do you think, Timothy?
Radio.
I think you should also.
Okay. So, hey, DeMario, I got a surprise for you.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to introduce the next Teen Talker?
How would I like to enter what?
How would you like to introduce the next Teen Talker, which is Timothy Jones? And you already know the name of his show, so I want you to introduce him to the studio audience. And then we're going to play his theme song. Go ahead. You can do it.
Okay, So now we're going to introduce the Timothy Jones Animal Show.
All right. That's my student. All right.
Welcome to the Timothy Jones Animal Show. Do you like animals? Almost everyone does. So my show, I talk about all kinds of animals, so let's get started.
It's your time to shine. What are you going to talk about tonight?
It's a star and a fish mixed together.
Oh, wait a minute. That was so fast, I didn't catch it. What you say?
It's a star and a fish mixed together.
Oh, you're going to talk about the starfish.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, take it away.
So, the starfish, also known as the sea star, is that a fish, and is that related to a fish? Can you believe that?
No. I know it didn't look like a fish.
I didn't.
But
said
you said it is a fish, huh?
It's not a fish.
Okay, so I was right. It's not a fish. Okay. I'm excited to find out what
it is. And it's not related to a fish either.
Oh, I can't wait to find out what it is. Go ahead.
It's a marine animal invertebrate, like sea urchins, sea cucumber, and sand dollar. They live in shallow water, and they're found in every ocean, mostly in the Indian and Pacific Oceans. And they have to have salt water all the time. They live in fresh water, they'll die.
Are you laughing at that? Y'all, he is a real kangaroo guy. You know, I mean, he's all into animals, so don't pay attention to him laughing. To him, that is funny. Go ahead, Timothy.
There are over 2,000 species of starfish, and most of them have 5 arms, but some have 10 arms, 20 arms, and this is going to sound crazy, 40 arms.
Wow.
So the starfish with 40 arms are called sun starfish. And their size is usually up to 5 to 10 inches long. And weigh up to 11 pounds.
And my goodness.
Is very thick and heavy. Now, this is actually true. Their bodies are symmetrical. They can be divided in 5 equal pieces, even if they have more than 5 arms. So if they have 5 or more arms, they can still be divided into 5 equal pieces, no matter how you cut it up. 5 equal pieces.
And they still live?
Yes. If a starfish loses one arm, it will grow another one. It'll take at least a year for a starfish arm to grow back.
But at least they can grow another arm. We can't.
Yeah, that's true. And this is going to sound crazy. Starfish don't have brains.
Don't have a brain.
They don't
have
a brain.
So how do they grow? They don't have a brain? You know, I did hear that the fish don't have brains. So, okay, so I heard that, or I read somewhere, that fish don't have a brain. That a fish doesn't have a brain. Or fishes don't have brains. Is that true?
I'm going to have to look that up.
Okay.
I don't know if
you can bring that back to us. Well, the reason why I said it was because you said that the starfish was not related to a fish, but you also told us that a starfish doesn't have a brain, and I thought that I had read somewhere that don't have a brain. So I was just trying to figure out then, well, there is some relation there. If both of them don't have a brain, isn't it?
Yeah, but fish do have brains, I think. And
well, that's
they
what
have
you're going to bring back. That's one of your follow-up questions, so you can bring this back the first Friday and next month, which will be August the... What date is that? Y'all going to broadcast again on August the 4th.
Our next broadcast. Okay.
Okay, continue. It's interesting.
And starfish also don't have blood. The salt water circulates through their body.
Oh, the salt water is their blood, huh? I mean, acts like their blood. Wow.
Their predators are sea otters, rays, sharks, seagulls, and different types of fish. And hallelujah, humans are off the list.
You
You say hallelujah, what?
You is an optimist.
You got the audience laughing. She said, hallelujah. Go ahead. You are a very good little actor. Continue, Timothy.
So, starfish can be male or female. They can go whichever sex organ they want to change genders whenever they like.
What? Get out of the city. You mean they can choose whether they want to be a girl or a boy?
That's right.
Ooh, that's amazing. Okay.
Because this creature
almost sounds superior to human beings. Go ahead. Let's hear more.
Females produce billions of eggs at once because only a small portion of eggs survive to become adult starfish.
Wow.
Now, that is amazing because, like, if 1 whole billion doesn't get there, then the male could just change to a female.
Yeah. That's really interesting. Well, that's
and
an amazing power. You know, can you tell the listening audience how starfish look? What color are they?
Well, some are red, some are orange. That's the only two I know.
Okay. And
but
what
I
type
know
of skin
that
do they have? Do they have skin? What kind of skin do they have? Smooth
they
skin?
They have red and orange
skin.
Skin.
Is
they
it bumpy or smooth?
Skin. Bumpy.
Bumpy skin. Okay. Wow.
And this is also weird. Now, so their butt is on top of their body, and their mouth is under their body.
Some of the fans, their butt. Okay, Timothy, that was so funny. You said their bottom is. So their boo boo is on top of their head. Is that what you're saying?
So I think their dookie is going to come out and land
He's
on them because their bottom is on top of them. That's what I was thinking before I did the show.
Wow, that should have been a fun fact there. Oh, well, you just tell it like
yeah.
It is. And, y'all, let me share with the audience this. Timothy is a fisherman. He is 10 years old, and he's been fishing ever since he's probably about 5 or 4, ever since he can hold a rod. So he loves fishing. He has won contests and prizes and things like that. And these are things that I know, and this is why I'm just cracking up. Because he can talk so freely and tell it like it is about his topic, the starfish. Go ahead, Timothy. You're awesome.
Well,
we have any questions? Let's take a pause.
That's what I was just about to say.
That's right. Okay, so let's go to the lines now. You have an opportunity to ask Timothy a question or so about the starfish. We learned a lot of information, so here we go. We're going to the lines.
Call in at 646-200-3422.
All right. And there you go. You got your first caller. Greet your caller.
Hi, Timothy.
Hi, caller.
Hi. I learned a lot about the starfish today. You've been very informative. I had a question, though. I understand that they can change from male to female. can they change their colors?
I don't think that they could change their color, but if there's a certain color for a male and a female, probably so. I'm going to have to look that up.
That's cool right there. Well, thank you, Timothy. I've learned a lot about starfish, and you make me want to go research some more myself.
Me too.
Thank you, Colin.
Can't wait to see you on a commercial, Timothy.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
And we're going to
put you back in the green room so you can continue to listen to the show.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to our next question. Reach your caller. Your caller's on the line.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Timothy. Thanks for taking my
call.
Hi. I am really enjoying your talk show, and I've learned some valuable information. I did not know a starfish, once they lose an arm, a leg, they will grow another one. And I did not know that they didn't have blood. I thought all fish have blood. I'm a fisherman, but I didn't know that.
Me neither,
yeah,
Carla.
That was actually weird. Because when we see fish, we always see the blood. But in starfish, you don't.
Okay. And I did not
know. And starfish are not fish.
Okay. And I did not know their body was up on top of, you know, when they get ready, poop. It was on the
Me neither, caller.
But anyway, I'm going to continue to listen to your talk show. I really, truly enjoy this valuable information that you are giving, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, caller. We'll put you back in the green room so you can continue to listen to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we go to your next call. I think DeMario has a question for you. Hi, DeMario. Did you have a question for Timothy?
Yes, I did. And also,
okay.
When starfish go potty, where does their potty stuff land after they comes out of their head?
Well, I'm thinking
it just goes into the water, doesn't it?
Yeah, or on land.
Oh, they can be on land too.
Or maybe on its tentacle. Or maybe on its tentacle.
There is on its body.
Oh, but what happens if it lands on the body?
Like, what was the question?
Just drop it off. I said, what does it do when it lands on the body?
So, I guess I think when they just go back in the water, it will just fall off.
Yeah, probably so. It would probably be the same if you potted in some water. It doesn't stick to the body. It just floats away, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who would know? We can imagine it. Nobody potties in the water. Well, like a toilet, yeah. It's like a toilet because it's water in the toilet. We do potty in the water. But that's a good question,
yes.
DeMario. Thank you.
Toilet water that we potty in. Not
yeah,
salt
that's true.
Water.
No, we don't. But we don't know if that toilet water is salty or not. Nobody I don't want to know. It could be salty. And that was a good question. Thank you, DeMario. Okay, Timothy, your fun fact for tonight.
Well, my fun fact is that starfish have two stomachs, and they eat inside out. They push one stomach outside of their body so it can eat large prey that is too large to swallow with their small mouth. When they finish eating, the stomach goes back into their body.
Ooh, wow, but that looks
nasty. I knew you was going to say that. I knew it. I knew you was going to say, ugh, that's why I
well,
did it for
it
the
is. It's, that's a ugh. I tell you. Well, I tell you what, I sure have learned a lot about starfish, y'all, and I think y'all did too, so let's give it a chance. I learned a lot about starfish. All right, so Sybil and Reverend Martin, how was it about those two young men? Aren't they awesome? They
yes,
are amazing.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that starfish is still sticking in my mind because they come ashore. You know,
uh-huh.
And you can, like, collect them like seashells. You can find them. And so what I'm wondering is, it reminds me, see, I'm from Kansas, and it reminds me of the Wizard of Oz. And the Scarecrow said, if I only had a brain.
Oh.
But,
okay, did you hear that, Timothy?
Yeah, but he had a heart. But so it's like the starfish's heart leading it to the shore to get rescued as a souvenir. You know, it followed the yellow brick road to come to the shore and get rescued because it had a heart, but it didn't have a brain.
Oh. So what do you think about that, Timothy? What the Reverend said?
I really want to see it now.
Listen, I can't talk when somebody else is talking. I was listening. I had to wait.
Well,
to
you can. Yeah, you can. All of us do it together.
Okay, what I like to say is starfish is probably the first physical proof of an alien. I can't imagine a critter or a creature with no brain and no blood.
Is something, isn't it?
Because, you know, your ants, everything, critters has brains. I can't figure out how the starfish can figure out how to find its way to the beach to do anything else. But it was an amazing, informative show. And I'll never think the same about starfish again as long as I live.
Timothy? But you got some follow-up questions. I think I asked you one. Did you jot them down? And then Miss Sybil says she can't figure out how they know which way to go. So those are two follow-up questions that you can research and bring back the answers to us at the top of your next show. How about that?
Okay.
All right, then. All right, so we're getting ready to end our show. I want to talk about our movie. Please be sure to go to Amazon. Tell all of your friends and family, neighbors, anybody you know, coworkers, everybody you know, and your church members, your church congregations. I know a lot of y'all got to go to big churches. Ask them to support the Emily Pearl Show movie, TEPS Productions, that we did. It's called M-Pearl. All they have to do is available now on Amazon, and they can watch it for $2.99, so they can buy it for $9.99 for the HD, which means high definition, or
they can just get the SD, which is standard definition, but purchase it or download it or something, because this is the only way that we have where we can pay our actors. So that means that we need about at least 5,000 purchases or either downloads, so that everybody that has contracts can get paid their full amount, okay, and earn their royalties as well, because some of the actors will receive royalties as long as this movie exists. It's just like watching the old Perry Mason. Whoever the family that's left of those actors, they still get royalties. And those shows, those TV shows and those series shows, more than 40 and 50 years. So, and that is the goal of the Emily Pearl Show, TPS Productions, is to build the kingdom for our children's children. Not just for our children now, but for their children as well, which means that all of the children that are involved on our team, like the Team Talkers, they will get royalties from their participation in movies. And then that will last them throughout their lives. And then even if they're gone, that means that their children will still get that check, you know, every 3 months. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build a kingdom. So make sure that when you explain to people to buy it, don't just ask them to buy it. Tell them, okay. All right, then. Well, it is time, as you know. I want to thank everybody for listening in. I see one of our team members. I think I know her number. That is in. She did not raise her hand. I was hoping that she would say something. But, you know, she could have a toothache like I had. I had been suffering with a toothache all week long. And come to find out, I think it was a bit of an ear infection that was hurting all down in my gums. And so I just started taking old-fashioned aspirin to get the fever out like we used to do back in the day. And so now I'm able to talk, and I don't have any pain. I think it's going away. So y'all continue. I'm going to ask your prayers for me for that. And Sybil, you have an announcement about Fremark. Can you tell them about Fremark right quick before we go? That's also helping us with our movies.
Yes, we want to invite you to come to the All Natural Health Product website. It's called Fremark. And go ahead and jot down this website. And it explains everything. And it's free to join. And you get your own website as well. So, Emily,
and
the radio show makes money.
Nonprofit organization. Right.
Nonprofit, profit, anyone can participate. So, the website is www.shop, that's SHOP, Fremart, FREEMART. .com/ Emily Pearls, EMILYPEARLS, pearls like around your neck. And then you can, if you did not catch this, you can also call me. It's 901-643-1982. That's 901-643-1982. And it's a wonderful website, so please go and get your health products there and take a look around. You will love it.
That's right. And as I said, it is a nonprofit organization which helps us to raise money so that we're able to do more movies. And I have been commissioned. I've already signed contracted to do an upcoming movie. We're going to start filming it in August. It's for Miss Catherine Sims, and the title of this movie is Cornbread Express. Yeah, so that means that everybody, we're gonna hold auditions, but
none of the Emily Pearl TPS Productions team would have to worry about being in the movie. We have a part for you, okay? And maybe the parents too. Okay, so we're getting ready to close our show. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We thank our sponsors. We thank our parents. And we really thank our Teen Talkers. So let's give them all a big round of applause. I couldn't find my bell tonight. I don't know where my bell is. I couldn't give any wings. And I can't leave. Oh, here it is. I can't end the show without giving some angels some wings. There we go. I think I gave about 5 or 6 angels their wings. So, Reverend Douglas, can you take us out with a prayer, please? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let me get you back connected. Okay, Reverend Douglas, can you take us out with a prayer, please?
Dear Lord God, keep your head in earth. Thank you so much for all the relatives that we have in conjunction with this radio show, because this radio show is really relative to life, to you, and what's happening and what's going on in our civilized world and our own environment. In our own community. And we just thank you for blessing America. We are in perilous times, and we are still the safest here on planet Earth. And we just thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, y'all. That's our time, and here we go. To all of my pearls in the listening audience tonight, a pearl is defined as a precious thing. It is the finest example of something special. So it doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor. You, my pearls, are a precious thing. You are the finest example of someone special. All right. And as we say around here in the Emily Pearl Studio, listen, don't hate them. Congratulate them. And if you deem it and mean it, I promise you, my pearls, everything good that you do with what, y'all?
Come back to you.
Yes, it will. That's our time. We'll see you next week. We want to say God bless you and good night.